Whether or not we make it to the continent, many of us will travel to Africa through the pages of a book.
Miss Toffa winked slyly. Word to the wise. There's what people said, and there's what people say. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yes, you do, she whispers. Oh, yes, you do.
That's a selection from Chanda's Secrets. It won the Best Book Prize for Older Readers at the Children's Africana Book Awards.
If you don't mind me saying so, you be careful around that Esther friend of yours. May her parents rest in peace, but I hope she burned their sheets and buried their dishes.
The Africana Book Awards are a function of the nonprofit group Africa Access. The organization works to make sure that children, older and younger, have access to authoritative works on African life and issues. Africa Access highlights books that avoid stereotypes and bias. Brenda Randolph is the group's director.
I think it's very important, especially from my own experiences coming up and my own identity of who I was as a person, as a Black person. I think most of the things in the images that we get about Africa are negative or things about Tarzan. I think it's extremely important for students to have broader images of Africa. And two things I would like to say. One, the reason that we kind of got this award in the first place was we had started looking in different kinds of books and talking about the great books. But one day when I was reading to a second grade class, I was reading a story. It was about a wire car, like lots of the boys make all over Africa. And after I finished reading the story, a little second grade girl pulled me aside and she said, Miss Randolph, please read more stories like Galimoto, that was the title of the book, to the class. She said, I'm from Liberia and these children don't know anything about Africa. They say the worst things to me. Galimoto shows what it's really like. Another friend of mine who's in African studies talks about her daughter. When she was doing her PhD work, Barbara Brown, who is actually the director of the outreach program at Boston University, had her daughter Anna with her, and she was a little girl, and she spent a lot of time in Zimbabwe. And when she got back to the States, I think Anna was about 8 or 9 years old, and children were bombarding her with all of these ridiculous questions, and she came home to tell her mother what stupid questions they were asking her about Africa, and she said, they just don't get it. I mean, you know, Africa's just regular. And I think that's part of what we want to say, that there are many regular, ordinary, everyday things that happen and children should know about.
Tell us a little bit about this luncheon. You are doing the Children's Africana Book Awards.
The African Studies Association in 1992 decided to give awards to the best children's books on Africa to help improve the quality of children's books on Africa, you know, to get beyond the stereotypes, disease, disaster. And so we call it really expanding perspectives on Africa. So since 1992, we have given awards to over 37 books.
What kind of books have you been looking at?
We open it to U.S. publishers, and they can submit their nominations throughout the year, and we have a committee of scholars, African studies scholars, who examine the books and then make their decisions. And actually, I should say, we are honoring two of last year's winners, Baba Wage Jakite, who originally from Mali, who now lives in Portland, and the well-known author Jane Kurtz, who is an American, was actually spent most of her time growing up in Ethiopia.
And what kinds of books do they write? Just give us a little flavor of what you're talking about.
Baba Wage has written a lot of books. A lot of his books are folklore. This one is The Magic Gourd. And I just did a little activity and story reading with a second grade class. And of course, we talked about a gourd and we talked about the mud cloth. And they really love that story. He has actually taken some old stories that are very familiar because I remember this story when I heard it, and it was about a magic pot, and all these things would come into the pot and you would get to eat these wonderful things. And so instead of a pot, Baba Wage has a gourd. Jane Kurtz has written both picture books, and she has written books for older children. This book that she's being honored for, Saba, Under the Hyena's Foot, takes us back to 19th century Ethiopia.
Africana Book Buddies. What impact has that program had on children, and what is it?
Well, actually, we're just launching the Book Buddies Club, and it's a list. And there are actually four different age levels, for all the way from your beginning readers, you know, preschool age 5, all the way through adults. the young children and the middle school children and high school children will get sponsors. And if they read a certain number of books, then they will get a certificate from the African Studies Association.
Brenda Randolph is the director of Africa Access. We thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can read an excerpt from the award-winning book for older children, Chanda's Secrets, plus hear more of this reading from the book at our website, npr.org.
So you live in silence, hiding behind the curtain, not just to protect yourself, but to protect the ones you love and the good name of your ancestors.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.